Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. You know what that means. Tonight at 7 o'clock, you got to be on Alt 105. I know it's weird for us to talk about a different radio station, but Vinny's got a little side piece over there.
That's
right. I was going to call it a side job, but it's, you know, it's not a job when you love it that much. Come on. It's an hour of classic and a little bit harder alternative rock and roll. And you can check it out. Vinny hosts it every Thursday at 7 o'clock. And
that's
you post
right.
The, usually on Fridays, you post the playlist.
Uh-huh. So hopefully you'll join me tonight, listeners wanted, on Alt 105. All right. I've got a bunch of texts. If you guys want to hear some of those, I'll roll through those. Do we have any important messages to get out there? Anything that we need to report?
No.
No? All right. Yeah.
No station business.
Oh, I have a question, and I hope I'll get to it on the text, but I don't know if I will, so I'll ask it now. So you recorded some podcast yesterday. You were the featured guest. When will people get to hear that? Because apparently it didn't get posted yet.
Oh, well, you can watch it if you really want to get on it, but it's called The Break It Down Show, and it's available where podcasts are, wherever you get your podcast from. I was able to find it everywhere. I don't know. I assumed it was going up that day.
Oh, okay. So maybe
but
it
maybe
did. Well,
they
listen.
Want views on the YouTube thing, so I don't know.
But I don't know, but I didn't look it up, but I know that someone tried to and couldn't find it, so that's... You know, maybe they don't know how to do stuff, though.
Well, there's a link in my bio that'll take you to the YouTube thing. Otherwise, just search for The Break It Down Show on wherever you get podcasts from. And it'll, if it's not there now, it'll be there at some point. Unless maybe they were like, that sucked. We're not posting it. You never know.
Where to start? I'll go with 408. Vin, do you golf? Seems like you knew a little bit about it. I have golfed for... years, but I haven't golfed in years.
Isn't that funny?
There just isn't time to go do that for me right now. I hope to get back to it at some point. It's fun.
Well, there's always retirement, you know.
Yeah, well, that's maybe
what a lot of people do in retirement, right?
Yeah, I'll still have young kids in retirement.
That's true.
Though,
yep,
so
yep, that is true.
We'll see.
Well, maybe you just won't retire until you're much, much older.
Oh, good. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, for. That's what I'm, you know, it sounded like right. You're angling toward that.
Hey, Vinny, how do you feel about Muni refusing to take police to demonstrations? And how do you feel about San Francisco police telling them, lose their number if you ever need any help? I did read that.
Oh.
And I'll tell you how I feel about it. I think that everyone is extremely stressed. Everyone feels insulted and feels taken for granted and feels and it's just a really rough time. For everyone right now.
Tensions are high.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, I didn't put my screen back up. Hold on.
I know, you're just a little bubble face. There we go. Now we're talking.
Oh, what did I do?
I want to be able to see
right
you.
Now?
Nope.
Hold on. Turn the screen off. Sorry, everyone.
There we go. All right.
There we go.
Oh, you put some posters up on your wall. I see you have a large one of Nicole.
I do.
Oh, what nice decorations you
That's
have.
That's my new background forevermore.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Vinny.
You're welcome.
Vinny's in the Jenner household, by the way. That's a is that Kris Jenner's house?
Yeah, it's Kris Jenner's house. We're good friends.
Obviously, I mean, there you are at her house broadcasting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Behind Nicole right now is Kris Jenner's house?
Yeah, I'm in the foyer.
Oh,
okay. That's the correct word. Boy. Of course you are. Wow, those sweeping curved stairways yes. going up on either side. That is quite the architectural masterpiece.
That's
wow.
how I work out every day. I go up and down.
Just run up, sure. It's yeah. like a circuit track. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, I just think that they will get that together. I do believe that that's just, things are really stressful right now for everyone. I don't believe that that's going to yes. stay like that. I think probably both sides
this,
would, if they had the opportunity, do things differently. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. Who knows? You know, people are making stands everywhere and yelling at each other. And it's, tensions are very high. And hopefully something productive comes out of all this.
Right.
And we can find some good ways to move forward and make the world a better place. That's all I'm looking for.
415 says, family dinners are definitely not bringing us joy. We're too busy shoving food into our two kids' head holes. Yeah, I mean, that's, I do think dinner can be a wonderful time for families, but I also think that that can be. I know that growing up, dinner time was the worst time. Although mom made great meals.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Dinner time was the time, and we always ate dinner at home every day, always, 7 days a week. We always ate together. There was family dinner, but there was also a guy who'd worked hard all day and was like, I've got this much patience for you too.
Well, Vinny, I've met you, and I understand that Jan was quite the handful as well.
Worse by far than me. Even.
Is it possible that it was not their fault? And it was, yeah. I mean, as you're saying right now, like things would be perfectly enjoyable if it wasn't that, you know, your kids wouldn't eat or whatever. It's, you know, blame yourself for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Bart is running every half hour trains as scheduled. 9 p.m. is when Bart actually ends the last train, and you are by law mandatory to wear a face mask when you are on a BART train.
So it's happening. It's on.
Yeah, but that's a text, so I that is not from Bart, and I haven't confirmed that, but that's
right.
You can start with that. Here's another one. 510 says, regarding Bart, my boyfriend and I refuse to take it because the mandatory masks, and they are not running on full schedule, so catching a train is taking a lot longer than normal.
They don't. These people are saying they don't want to wear masks.
Well, neither does your mom. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, no, I'm not wearing that. Why would I do
then
that?
Then you don't get on the thing, and that's right. A stand you want to take. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I understood that right.
Yeah. Like, no, there's plenty of
people
who are...
I mean, we all need to... I don't know. I don't know why people are so resistant to that. It just seems like... It seems like a nice thing to do.
I think they have bad breath.
And they want to share it? Or they smell their own. I see what you're saying. Like, I can't wear this mask. My breath stinks.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably it, Ben.
510.
Someone without a mask on, you can make that assumption. Stay right. away.
You got yuck mouth.
Yeah. Ugh.
Isn't that what that cartoon used to be, yuck mouth? And it was about
it was like
brushing your teeth when
right.
you were a little kid. Like, yeah. I think it was a song even.
See
yuck
if you
mouth.
Can find the yuck mouth song, Bryn. We're going to need to.
Sorry, Bryn. I didn't mean
on
to.
It.
I take it back.
Bryn's
no
just sitting there.
Thing.
He's dying for us to ask him for stuff
I am.
To do.
I'm just
510.
Is it an ad or? There's like
I thought
it's
it
like
was
one of those
like
kids programming things where
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like Schoolhouse Rock kind of
uh-huh.
thing.
There's a bunch of different versions. I guess they come out every decade. There's a 70s one. An
yeah, we want
one.
The 70s one. That's definitely the one we remember.
All right, here's one right here. I'll just play it for you.
They call me Yuck Mouth, cause I don't brush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. They call me Yuck Mouth,
that's
no,
it.
I won't brush. How's about a little kiss? I got those beef in my teeth, got some chicken too. Ouch, that's a cavity, hey, that's new. Well, if you don't brush your teeth, then get you too. Can be a Yuck Mouth.
Don't be a Yuck Mouth. Another nutritional message from the ABC Television Network.
Perfect.
Thank you, ABC. Isn't
wow.
that lovely?
Thanks,
there
Bryn.
There's be a lot of fun things
sounds
like that.
Old.
Yeah.
415 says, the best simple mantra is, I am my breath.
I am my breath?
You are the one breathing, not your body or your mind.
I'm a yuck mouth.
I know. It was right out of that comes this one. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
I guess it's all coming together. for this show. Finally, after all these years.
I know. We're we've entered a new plane of existence, and we are our breath, and it's yucky.
Vinny, thank you so much. I needed this today. I'm on mental overload, and for no good reason. My to-do list is not that insane that I need to be so crazed. I appreciate you guys always, but this info was stellar for me this morning.
That is nice. It was a great news break. Some really, I thought, concretely helpful information.
Thanks. Sarah,
we podcast the whole show, by the way, so you can look for the 8:30 news break if right. you want to hear all those things. Go ahead, Ben.
Sarah, maybe that huge raccoon is a pregnant mommy. Oh, good. You'll have kids soon.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get those at some point. I mean, they do seem to keep on. I don't know. You know what? It looks old. It looks like a really old, decrepit, gigantic raccoon. But maybe it is pregnant. It seems, you know, it's huge. I should post that. You guys should see that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Maybe I will.
707 says, day one listener Chris from Vacaville here. Today's my 65th birthday, and I love you all. Thanks for doing what you do. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you for listening. 65th birthday?
65th. I hope you get to tap out now if you haven't already. Most
of
people
your,
are
of
like,
your work, yeah, not yeah, of yeah. your life. Do
no,
not tap
no.
out. We're not saying tap out of your life. I apologize for my partner's callous statements about you tapping out.
No, I meant of work, not of your life. I want you to live at least 20 to 30, 40 more years.
Sure,
Chris.
40, 105. That's what we're going
right.
for, Chris. Oh, Vinny's camera just shut off. I think your battery's going.
Yeah, I was. The reason it wasn't on is I was charging it. And then the two things are completely on opposite sides of the room, the charger and the contraption you talked my wife into putting together for me.
Well, I mean, you know.
No, it works.
It's
working.
Have to, right, it's
and look
perfect.
At me now.
I know. You have a background. It's like we're so technologically, I mean, yay us and technology.
I'm pretty sure I've never been more happy than I am right now with,
oh
with,
my God.
With this.
Yeah. It's
background,
isn't
and
it?
I really feel like our show's hitting a stride here.
Agreed. Oh, just
Vinny's explanation chilling. Of camping is on point. It's called day camping, Scott, and that is free at most campsites. Another person said, you can't put your tent any. Oh, here it is. Please tell Scott you just can't camp anywhere. They'll think you're setting up a homeless encampment. You need to stay in designated campgrounds, state parks, or national forests. What's the difference? They don't take the other tents down either. He can probably put it up anywhere
he
wants.
He can set
it
up wherever the hell he wants. And I'm pretty sure, I have to say, like, he's such a fussy person. I'm sure he's not getting mistaken for a homeless dude. You know what I mean? You'd walk by and he'd be like, would you like to come in for some cheese and crackers? We have gluten-free crackers.
OMG, you're on fire today. LOL, thanks for the humor. Much needed.
Mm. Thank you for listening.
I just measured my mouth, and I am 1.75 inches, not even close to the record.
Yeah. The record for the widest open mouth, or the tallest open mouth, I guess, it's, you know, tooth to tooth. Is that what they're doing?
I don't know if they're doing tooth to tooth or lip to lip, but either way, it was almost 4 inches. And if you see the picture, you'll gasp.
Incredible. You will gasp. But your mouth won't come close to being as open as that guy's mouth.
And it's wasted on that guy if he's not gay.
Nice.
There are other things to open your mouth wide for, Vinny.
Oh, I just heard her jaw snap. Did you hear that?
Like, that might be 1.75 inches. It's close to 2 inches.
Oh, your whole jaw just cracked.
Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
All right. In the past, Sarah has mentioned a 529 plan that she liked. Can she or Vinny remind us which state's plan they found to be the most beneficial?
I have a Utah one and a Michigan one, and they both performed great. They're really an incredible way to save money tax-free for your kids' college education. That's what they are. It's called a 529E account, and it grows tax-free. It's taxed at the kids' rate. And and by the way, anybody can contribute to it. So like when Nana wants to know what to get the kids for Christmas or for the birthday, say, put some money in the college account. How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really good way to save money for college. Vinny, what state did you pick?
I picked the Michigan for both kids because that one was seemed to be the one you liked best. And I
it's
went
great.
With what you guys had chosen. I looked them up because I thought, you know, knee jerk, oh, I'll get California, but it doesn't perform as well. So right. why would I use that?
And you don't have to use your own states
nope.
either to get the same benefits. There are each, I think each state has its own and they invest them. The whole point is they're much more aggressive when your kid is young. And as your kid gets closer to needing that money, they become more and more conservative. And there, I mean, it's a vehicle everyone should take advantage of, even if you can't put too much money into it. To have some money growing for a college education is just... It just makes you feel like, okay, well, I got a little handle on that because, man, college, it is no joke. Even if you're doing like a state school, you know, and you're in state, it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. 925 says, can you stream your Zoom video? Love y'all.
We've Not talked yet. About possibly being able to do that in the future. Bryn's been good about putting up clips of the day. So if you follow Alice973 on Instagram, you'll see them from time to time. But I don't know. Are we ready to do a full day thing?
Are we?
I am now. My feet is fixed.
Right. Now you've got posters up on your walls.
Right.
We're talking about it at... Okay. The building in the building.
Listen, we you know the, we got a sales team. We let's get them to sell that.
I'm ready for the launch though, just so you know.
Well, obviously, right. You got your tripod and your poster up. I mean,
925 says, "Vinny yelling from far away. Don't tell me my job made me laugh so hard I spit tea on my bathroom mirror." LOL.
When was this?
This is when you were giving me crap about my background and where the on-air thing needs to be, and
Yeah, sorry.
Derailed our whole news break.
Oh,
forget that. Don't even post the 7:30 news break.
Oh,
Bryn,
that's what's
it's
going
ruined.
Up, for sure. That, I think we decided that was the clip of the day, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the only way anyone's going to get to see your on-air sign. So,
good point.
Super good art. When you held it up to the camera so I could actually see it, I was like, that is, I mean, it's like you're a craftsman. It's beautiful.
Don't say good point to her, Bryn, you butt
hey,
kisser.
Artist.
That's right. You keep on kissing it.
Oh, God.
Both Vinny meltdown. Heart emoji. Well, I didn't melt down. I just was defending myself against, you know, against the hatred.
Oh, meltdown. Stop it. There's no hatred. If you're defending yourself against hatred, you might be on the wrong show.
Oh, here it is. So, Sarah, was yesterday's podcast recorded for a future date?
I truly don't know. I'm so sorry. I was on yesterday. I was on the Break It Down show, and which is a podcast. I had a great time on there. My assumption was that it was going up yesterday. You know, I should actually just check. Brittany, can you check? I don't know how to check. But in my link in my bio, there's a link in my bio on Instagram, Clarky Clark. I don't know. And plus, my hands are crammed underneath me, so I can't, you know,
oh,
so warm.
You can't get off your hands.
Well, this hand is free, but it's my left hand. It doesn't
okay.
work. My hand is like comfortably jammed in
it's
a warm
pinned.
Place.
I got
it's
it.
Pinned, you know.
Mm-hmm. Vinny, a few
like
weeks ago, you brought up music. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They probably will post it probably today. It looks like they post every day, and yours isn't up yet, so we'll see. I'm pretty sure
oh,
it's
well,
up today.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, we built quite the anticipation for this podcast today. You'd like to think that they would.
You're welcome, you know, the Break It Down show.
Right. You'd think that they would greet that with, you know, a post.
Some availability.
Yeah,
right.
Get that thing up.
You think you want Vinny to be on your show? You better get on the stick, Pete and John.
Vin, a few weeks ago, you brought up music lessons for about $100 or so a year. What is the name of the website for that? Sorry, a bit late on this. This is not an ad. This is something I did on my own.
Sure.
I actually prefer to take lessons in person because the main thing I got to work on is playing with another person around who starts to, like, I swear to you, my old guitar teacher would start to play and I would stop and I'd be like, you're screwing me up, dude. And so the truth is I need that practice, playing with other people.
Right.
And this isn't that. These are pre-made videos. It's called Jam Play. And you can find the lessons that sort of suit your skill level. So it's worked up to this point for me. And, you know, if I have an extra hour, I can sit down and take a, you know, look at a video and noodle around on what they're doing. But my preference is to take lessons with people, live people. And
did you say, you know, I'm sorry, did you say the name of this?
It's called Jam Play. J-A-M-P-L-A-Y. And I think it was $120 for the whole year.
And you can take, you have access to the whole
to all the videos that are there, and there's a lot of them. So you certainly couldn't get through all that in a year. Well, maybe you could since you're stuck in the house right now, but
you might actually get through them in a week.
What age did Sarah start riding horses?
I was probably 8 or 9 when I started seriously riding horses.
You were 9 when you started seriously riding?
Yeah, I was into horses, like hardcore into horses. And there was I started at this like horse camp where I got to ride all the time. And, you know, it might have been older than that. I don't think so, though. I mean, I feel like I spent my whole life riding horses. But I will say this, since college, because I went to college for equine business management. That's horse school, kids. I probably have logged 12 hours total since then. Well, maybe more than that, because I have gone back and taken lessons. And God, since I've had kids, I've barely ridden at all. The last time I rode was in Ireland like 2 years ago, which was a dream come true, by the way.
Riding in Ireland.
Yeah. You know, get up at dawn. And
they have better horses there?
It was about riding through the Irish countryside.
Oh, look at you having fun. Oh, that must have been great. Listen
it
to
was.
You.
Oh, my God. Why do I ever talk about horses? I give up.
That
I've never
one
ridden
that,
a horse.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh. It's just my favorite. I love it so
much.
Well,
I'm happy that I can bring you.
Oh! You gargle it, too. It's just so... perfect.
Oh, look at the time. We're going to take a quick break here. And...
ride us out, Sarah. Ride us out.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today felt really good. I had a fun time on this show today, you guys. And, you know, look, we have a good time all the time. But, you know, the world is it's crazy. And there have been some incredibly heavy things happening that have concerned us all, and today just felt really good. So
agreed.
thank you for the fun time, you guys,
and thanks for listening. If we don't say it enough, we appreciate you. Thank you.
We certainly do. Hey, the next time we talk to you, it's gonna be Friday, and hopefully you will have rocked out on tonight's side piece, Vinny's side piece.
Oh, right. I need to mention that. Thank you so much. I'm on Alt 105 tonight, everyone, and listeners are wanted. So check me out at 7 o'clock on Alt 105. I was going to mention, you know, I don't know if Jane was able to escape her lockdown and get her hair cut or what her deal was, but she finally posted a picture of herself after I don't know how long of not. You know, I mean, we saw the hat photos, and then she sort of went, like, disappeared. And they're just these, you know, black and white pictures of
her.
Like sky shots.
Well, she's the queen of that, whatever that filter is with the overexposure. She's like, she's amazing. She's like, looks like a ghost. It's ghost Jane, you know?
Right. Well, she posted a picture yesterday, and I was like, oh my God, she's back. Our Janie.
Oh, I got to go look for that. My Janie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's nice. Yeah. So anyway, check her out this afternoon. She'll be on.
Yeah. And leave Alice on all day. If you got us on the stream, please just leave the stream going. Thank you. Have a good one, and we'll check you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.